That's a fascinating idea. Is there any patient in your practice where you've utilized the Oncotype DX that you could sort of present to me in a de-identified way to get an idea of the clinical situation where you suggest this?
So the patient in question is a 48-year-old perimenopausal female who presented with a mass seen on a routine screening mammogram. Patient has no risk factors for breast cancer, no family history of the disease, had her first child at the age of 22, her menarche at age 13, and no prior history of breast biopsy. Her physical examination was normal. There were no palpable masses in the breast. There were no palpable axillary or supraclavicular nodes. The mammogram showed what appeared to be a 1.4 centimeter spiculated mass, which was confirmed as a solid lesion on ultrasound, and a core biopsy showed a grade 2 infiltrating ductal carcinoma with no associated extensive intraductal component.
How about the ER and HER2?
The ER was positive, the PR was negative, and the HER2 was 2 plus by immunohistochemistry and not overexpressed by FISH.
What was the woman's lifestyle like? What type of work did she do, or family situation?
So the woman actually worked as an executive secretary, married, has one child at home in high school. So an active lifestyle and no other significant medical illnesses.
Did you, as a surgeon, talk about the issue of chemotherapy with her?
I always talk to patients about the issue of systemic therapy as part of treatment because I think when discussing breast conservation, it's important for patients to understand that if they require chemotherapy, it will generally come before the radiotherapy, so the treatment duration will be extended. And also to clarify any misconceptions that choosing mastectomy means you won't need chemotherapy because it's a bigger operation. So generally what I tell patients about that, particularly for women with tumors of borderline size, is that the decision about whether or not chemotherapy is necessary will be made first based on their nodal status. And if their nodes are negative, will be made based on the size of the tumor and its other features once they can completely be evaluated. For women who obviously have larger T2 cancers where it's clear that chemotherapy will be a part of their treatment, I also tell them that upfront and that the specific details of type of chemotherapy and duration will be discussed after final pathology is available.
So what happened with this woman?
So after discussing surgical treatment options, she elected to undergo breast conserving therapy. She had a needle localization and lumpectomy and sentinel node biopsy. The final tumor size was 1.8 centimeters histologically. The margins were negative. There was no lymphatic invasion associated with the tumor, and there were two sentinel nodes that were negative as well.
So she's a woman with 1.8 centimeters who certainly before Oncotype DX would very likely to get chemotherapy.
This is a woman who absolutely would have been recommended in our practice to receive chemotherapy in the past. So generally, I start the conversation with these patients about oncotyping when they come back for their postoperative visit. Tell them that based on the fact that they have positive hormone receptors, that endocrine therapy will definitely be a part of their treatment, that chemotherapy is a possibility, and that we now have a method of refining our estimates of how much benefit from chemotherapy an individual is likely to get by doing this test. And in women who are agreeable, we start the paperwork and send it off. So hopefully, by the time they get to the oncologist, the results are coming back. As it turned out, this patient fell into the upper end of the low recurrence score and ended up being treated with tamoxifen alone.